Pei perk dal mishnechetz kiyotzibo hamakdish peirosav ad shalobol oinus hamaisus. If a person's makdish his peiros before they came to the time of maisus, so the Rav says, if we're dealing specifically with grain, so we know that what makes grain chayv and maiser, they took out the husks, whatever they did with them, and they put them into a heap, and then they smoothed out the heap of seeds after they took away all the outer parts of the shell of the grain, and then they just left over with seeds, and they smoothed out the seeds. That's the time of chiyuv of maaser. So if a person is makdish his peiros before this happens, ufida'on, and then he's poided them from hekdash, he gets them back. He gives money and he gets them back. Chayovin, when the time comes and he puts them in the heap, he will be chayav. Mishebo l'oinus ha'maisrus, or if the case was they were already chayav from before, they had a chiyuv of maaser, meaning before he even was makdish them, before he made them part of hekdash, before he was makdish them to hekdash, he put them in a heap beforehand. So now ufida'on, so hekdash got this. There was already a chiv of meiser, so the chiv of meiser doesn't take away of hektish. It's too late. You already were chayv of meiser the second that you put it into the heap and smoothed it down. Chayoven. So here he's chayv because hektish didn't take it away. So now if he goes and he's poided again, he's chayv now because he didn't take it away. Hektishin achal enigmu gumaron hagizbar. However, what if he's makdish it before he puts it into a heap, and then the gizbar of hektish, the officer of hektish, makes it into a heap and smooths it down. And now he goes and he tries to be poided, and he's poided from hektish peturim. So now he's potter from meiser. Shebishas chayvosan haya peturim. The time of making it chiv and meiser, the putting it into a heap and smoothing the heap down, it was potter, meaning it was owned by hektish. Therefore, it can no longer have a chiv of meiser.